Good morning. It's time for the K-State Researching Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, it's been a little delayed, I would say, our heat, but it's coming in, and we had some hot days. Staying hydrated, very important, and you're going to tell us more about that.
That's right. And we've had some rainy days, but some beautiful days mixed in there. I don't know that we've gotten a complete the hot summer that we're quite used to just yet, but it's just around the corner. I know those increased temperatures and much warmer days are definitely going to be here soon, if not already, especially with the start of summer. So it's really important, as you mentioned, to stay hydrated during this time of year. Water is a major component that makes up about 60 to 70% of our human body, and it's that water really does help with a lot of functions within our body, including digestion, transporting and absorbing of nutrients, protecting our joints and our organs, and it also helps to maintain our body temperature. And so without enough water, dehydration can cause some stress on our body and lead us to feeling fatigued or lightheaded, nauseous, and even having some headaches. And sometimes the symptoms can result in some very serious heat-related illnesses like heat stroke and heat exhaustion. So it's really important to drink plenty of fluids throughout the day, especially in the heat of the summer. As you're drinking those fluids, you might want to be careful about what you drink. Water is really considered the best overall source for hydration. Additional beverages like milk and juice are composed mostly of water. You will want to avoid, however, drinks that contain a lot of caffeine or alcohol, especially in the heat of the day, as they can really contribute to water loss and dehydration. You also want to consider your activity level. If you're engaging in exercise or activities that make you sweat, you're going to need to drink some extra water to compensate for that fluid loss. You're also going to want to be careful about choosing sports drinks. However, a lot of them do have a lot of refined sugar and they're high in calories. So really looking at those labels and reading them. Water really is considered maybe the best overall choice for keeping hydrated. If you're out and about in the heat or being active throughout the day, you want to make sure to remember to carry water with you. If you don't already, you may want to consider like a reusable water bottle and take that wherever you go. You can fill it up at various spots throughout the day to make sure you always have water with you. And then at the end of the day, to make sure to wash out that water bottle or rinse it out, use some hot soapy water and let it air dry. You can also sanitize your water bottle a couple times each week with a solution of a tablespoon of bleach per quart of water. And if you're tired of just plain water, one thing that you might consider doing is making some infused water by adding some fresh fruit or cucumber slices, for example, to your water to add a little bit of flavor. If you do choose to make some infused water, you want to make sure that the fruit, berry, and cucumber options that you're choosing are free of bruises and damage. And you're also going to want to make sure to wash that fruit and those fruits and vegetables under some running water before adding them into your water. You also want to make sure to keep that water cold and then refrigerate any leftovers. And that fresh infused water can be stored tightly in a covered container in the refrigerator for about 5 to 6 days. And finally, one question we often get asked is how much water should I drink? The USDA's dietary guidelines recommend that individuals let their thirst be their guide. Everyone's needs are a little bit different based on a variety of factors, diet, activity, age. So you just want to remember that if you're physically active, live or work or play outside in that hot environment, you're going to want to make sure to increase your water intake to prevent that dehydration. And as always, if you have further questions, you're always welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office. That phone number is 785-448-6826.
Very important. You take all these tips to heart. Stay hydrated for the upcoming summer. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mary Nazine, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.